Now playing on Duty Podcast.
You're listening to the On Duty Podcast with Police Chief Herbert Blake.
The On Duty Podcast is a community outreach effort to offer crime prevention tips and to talk about issues of interest in our community. Thank you for a few minutes of your time. Does a sex offender live near you? North Carolina law requires people convicted of certain sex offenses to register with their county sheriff. The Sex Offender Registry was created in 1996. This public registry is explained in Article 27A of Chapter 14 of the North Carolina General Statutes. This law explains the registration requirements for people living in North Carolina, for non-resident students, and for non-resident workers convicted of certain sex crimes. The sheriff of every county gathers information from offenders and from court documents and enters this information into the registry. The State Bureau of Investigations takes this information submitted by the sheriffs and makes it available to the public through a sex offender registry website. A sex offender who is a state resident with a reportable conviction is required to register with the sheriff of the county where he or she resides. This must be done immediately after being convicted, even if no jail time was served. If an offender moves to North Carolina from outside of the state, they have 3 business days to register after they establish their residence. And if an offender moves to another county within the state, they must register in person with the sheriff of that new county within 10 days. The statute requires offender registrations to be kept for at least 30 years from the initial date of their registration, unless the offender successfully petitions the Superior Court to shorten their registration period after they've been registered for at least 10 years. The Sex Offender Registry form should have the offender's full name, any nicknames, their date of birth, sex, race, height, weight, eye color, hair color, driver's license number, and home address. The registration should have the type of offense the person was convicted of, the date of the conviction, and the sentence imposed by the courts. The registration must also have an up-to-date picture taken by the sheriff's office and the offender's fingerprints taken at the time of their registration. If a person who's required to register fails to do so, if they fail to notify the sheriff of a change of their address, if they fail to return a verification notice, or if they submit false information during the verification process, the person is guilty of committing a Class F felony. Any use or misuse of the information from the Sex Offender Registry Program to threaten, intimidate, or harass an offender is subject to criminal prosecution. Concerned citizens can sign up to receive notifications when a sex offender moves to within 1, 3, or 5 miles of their homes, or within 1, 3, or 5 miles of any location they choose to register. This allows citizens to receive notifications if an offender moves close to a location frequented by children. Sex offenders are not allowed to live within 1,000 feet of a child care facility, schools, or a daycare center. And sex offenders are not allowed to have a job that affords them the opportunities to interact with minors. According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, over 900,000 registered sex offenders were in the country as of May 2019. The North Carolina Sex Offender Registry indicates that approximately 25,000 sex offenders are registered across the state. Over 5,700 of these offenders are from outside of the state, and over 2,600 offenders are incarcerated in prisons and in jails. So, does a sex offender live near you? The Sex Offender Registry is public information. Telephone, email, and text notifications about the status of convicted sex offenders are available for those who sign up to receive them. This information is offered to keep the public informed, to increase community awareness, and to allow citizens to take proactive measures to improve their safety. For more information about the Sex Offender Registry Program, read Article 27A of Chapter 14 of the North Carolina General Statutes. That is it for this episode of the On Duty Podcast. I'm Police Chief Herbert Blake. For updates and for more information about this podcast, visit our website. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and download the HPD mobile app.